So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned a braisa that discussed the methods of assessing damage to produce in all its stages. Kitma netia, if an animal uprooted a young tree. Rabbi Yisi Eimer, Geizer Gezerus Rabbi Yerushalayim Eimerim, netia bash nasa shtei chesef, bash tei shanim arba chesef. The Chacham initiated a knas, a penalty, that for a one-year-old tree, the behemoth's owner pays a minimum of 2 silver coins, and for a two-year-old tree, he pays 4 silver coins. Achlachaziz, the animal ate while it was still shachas hay, and before the actual crop grew, Rabbi Yisak Lili says, Nidon b'mishur yershabay. We consider the shachas as the fruits that eventually grew in the same field, and the mazik pays the higher price of those fruits. The Chacham disagree and hold we do not consider the shachas as grown fruits, but rather, we assess the damage through the decrease in value of the entire saw, its worth before the aruga was damaged and after the aruga was damaged, and the mazik pays the difference, and as the Gemara in the previous daf explained, b'shishim, the value of a saw is assessed according to a larger field of shishim saw. Achlas madar, the animal ate fruits while they were in their initial stage. Yeshua says, Reinaisen kiluhin anavim oimdeis libatzer. We consider smadar as fully grown fruit ready to be harvested, and the mazik pays the higher price of grown fruits. Here too, the Chacham disagree and hold we do not consider the smadar as grown fruits, but rather roinaisen kama hoise yafa vakama hi yafa. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Eimer Mishum Reb Shimon Bamed v'mamurim Bizman she'achla lulavi gufanim v'yichur teinim. Only shoots that had no fruits are considered shachas and assessed by Rayin Isa Kama Haisa Yafa Vakama Hayafa, according to the field. Avlochla Smadar, Pagan Ibiser, but fruits in their initial stages, Rayin Isa Kilu Anavim Imdisli Batzer, are considered fruit and assessed accordingly. As the Gemara explains, the distinction between Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Shimon is in Bekhash Gufna Veloy Mesaimi, whether we deduct from the Teshlumen amount the damage that grown anavim would usually cause the vine to become weakened, although there was no actual damage done to the vine. However, it's not clear which opinion considers kchash gufna. The Chacham, however, disagree with both and hold that we do not consider smadar as fully grown fruits, but rather as shachas, and therefore rein kama hisayafa for kama hiyafa ubishishim. The Gemara mentions other Tanaim who also hold that we deduct the potential krash from the Tashlumen, as the Braisa that refers to Dmei Vlades cites a machlekes. Rabbi Yisayman Nechei Chaya, we deduct from the Dmei Vlades the cost of a midwife, and certainly Nechei Mezainis, we deduct the extra food cost for a Muberes. But Nazir disagrees and says, Nechei Mezainis, we only deduct from the Dmei Vlades the extra food cost for a Muberes, but not Nechei Chaya, because the Amar Lei, it's a Didi, P'kichahi, V'lemi B'yechaya. The husband claims that his wife is capable in giving birth on her own without a midwife. Nevertheless, we see that both opinions agree that we deduct that which the Nizik saved. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned the Machlekes regarding B'niske Gufay, if a person caused damage to a field. Rav Nachman and also Rav Papa Rav Hun, the Braid of Yeshua, ruled B'shishim. The Hezek is assessed according to a field 60 times larger than the actual Hezek, which is less, as with Nizkeimimainai. While the Resh Galusa ruled that the Hezek is assessed according to the actual damage, which is more, as Rav explains, Im Amru Nizkeimimainai Yemru Nizkeigufay, only if an animal causes damage to a field, were the Chacham lenient to the Mazik and the damage is assessed by Shishim. But if a person causes damage to a field, the Chacham were stringent and the damage is assessed according to the actual damage. The Gemara now concludes with the following distinction. The Hilchasaka Vasedra Papa Vavun Beredi Vishua Bedikla Dharma. Regarding an average palm tree, he pays Beshishim according to the field, which is less, because it does not possess its own value. The Hilchasaka Vasedra Shkalusa Bediklo Parsa. Regarding a unique palm tree, he pays for the actual tree, which is more, because as Rashi explains, Chashav Hu Ma'od Venishim Bifnei Atzmai. It does possess its own value. Zakta Mishnah, Hamagdish Betech Sade Chaverish Lebershus. If a person stored his produce in someone else's field without permission, Vachalasin Behemte Shabal Hasade Potter. Vimhuska Behem Balagodish Chayef. If the landowner's animal ate the produce, he's not liable for the produce. And if the animal was injured by the produce, the owner of the grain is liable for the animal, because he had no permission to place his produce there. Vimhigdish Bershus Bal Hasade Chayef. If he stored the produce there with permission and the animal ate the produce, the Baal HaSadeh is liable for the produce. The Gemara asks, Lei Mitznan de Leiki Rebbe. Perhaps the Mishnah does not concur with Rebbe and Daf Mem Zayin, who holds, Achei Kavala Lav Baal HaBayis Lishmer. Even if the Baal HaSadeh does give the Baal HaGadish permission to store his produce in his property, he's not liable unless he specifically agrees to guard the produce. Our Papa explains that the Mishnah does concur with Rebbe, and this is a case of Binatar Beidari. The people in the area were all accustomed to store their grain in one field, and one person was appointed to guard all their produce in this field. Therefore, the Amale Ailva Gadish Ailva Antarlachu. When the Balasada gave the Balagadish permission to store his grain, he meant to guard the grain as well.